Did we have a time last night or what? You know what I appreciate best about Pastor Dave is he's not in charge of his services. Totally not in charge of his services. He started in last night and there it was. And folks, he has said he would hope to get into some teaching this week. I hope that happens. But aren't you glad that you can come? Now, let's see. What do you want? Okay, I can't do this mic and do the balances with... I could get Rex to hold it, but... Let's see. I've got to go to the church and hear a sermon. Or I can go to church and watch the Word of God in action. Watch... Let's see, I want to go and hear somebody talk about what they can't do. Oh, no. No, I don't need to be mean. I'm sorry. Ooh, where did that come from? That'll come out in the next fast, I guess. Or I can come to church and watch. I might not have seen anybody open the Bible. But I saw the Bible unfold in miracles and works. Kind of sounds like a ministry Jesus would have, doesn't it? Now, Pastor Dave taught me years ago, he said, Bronk, don't teach what you know. Teach what you hear. Don't ever be in charge of your services. Continually lean on him. Throw everything else out, just lean on him. I appreciate that so much, all those teachings that he's taught me personally, and he's taught the whole body of Christ. Now, you just gave in this offering for the book, but really, I did you a terrible injustice. You probably would have given more had I've known or had I've told you that your listening entertainment tonight is Pastor Dave Roberson on the guitar. So how many would give him a great big hand as he comes tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, you can do better than that. Let's let him. Thank you. Thank you.
Picked one up in 6 months. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes on Jesus all the time. I keep the ends out for the word that binds, because he's mine. I sing these lines. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself on my knees and each day is through. What I receive from him, I know will see me through. Because he's mine, I sing these lines. He's got a way to keep me on his side. He gives me cause for love that I can't hide. For him I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because he's mine, I sing these lines. Because he's mine, I sing these lines. And because I want to live, I'll finish now. As you can see, I haven't been playing. I can sing. I don't need this. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you kind of put those up a little halfway. Father, how can I thank you? Praise you and glorify you. I give you all the glory. And you're doing something, and I know that. We're coming into a time that I don't think we've ever seen. And with you coming back, probably I'll never see again. So, Father, we're so glad that we get to be part of this generation. We want to give you all the praise and the honor and the glory that we will likely get to see all those precious things like your return and all that'll happen in these times and our relatives being saved and things because of what's taking place. Great, great city-shaking revivals. Oh, Father, not for a minute will I think not. Not for a minute. I know what's coming, and I give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I flew into Washington, D.C. one time, a woman met the plane, and she's the one that got the National Prayer Day instigated in our holiday. National Prayer Day. She got it into law. And she started telling me some things. I was wondering why she was meeting. And there was a prince in Uganda, one of those, Uganda, if you say it right, that he had sent a message that another guy, a prince, was supposed to speak to the Senate, but he couldn't make it. And they asked me if I could step in and speak to our Senate. Now, I almost cried when I knew he wanted me to say those things tonight. And it's only for one reason, see. You can't keep praying in tongues and not keep changing things on a bigger and bigger scale. It's not you. It's what you're turning loose. You can't do it. I can't even talk about some of the things. Like he was saying, you know, it sounds stupid. You'd think the guy's drunk on himself. Well, it comes your turn. You'll wear people out. No, I knew that was going to happen. I can tell you about this. And if you'll listen to me, get out of here, please. Because things start happening and you start knowing you can't keep praying and go backwards. See, and this is so incredible that he's fixed it so you can do it while you're doing anything else. He just wiped out all your excuses. When you're driving your car, you can pray. I pray in it when I'm reading the Bible. It's just a flow will come out of me. He fixed it where you could do it. I mean, the road to exaltation in the Spirit and power and miracles, the road there is something you can do because once this language comes through you and reveals revelation, a mystery, then you're the one that gets to profit from understanding another mystery that's been hid in Christ, if you want to put it like that. Now, everybody's been getting a lot of fun out of the new wine. And old bottles and things. But when that kid was sick, and the apostle said, we tried to pray for him, and he didn't get healed. And then how come he got healed? And he says, because of your unbelief. He was real flat with them. I like that. You're because of your unbelief. What else? See? And so, when I went over to another place where he, when he was talking about the wineskins, he said, you don't put new wine in old bottles, but he's about to because what he was saying I'm going to go to heaven. I'm paying a price for you, and you're going to be born again. You're going to receive a new nature, but the problem is I have to leave you in this old wineskin, but that's okay. Just like with him, this kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. What does fasting have to do with it? Fasting executes that death sentence that's on your body. Fasting helps you stop the flesh and its operation against the spirit. That's why he said, you don't put new wine in old bottles, but we're about to. And then those days you'll fast because you'll have that new nature and you'll be wearing this old skin. So I started fasting before I knew what it meant. And all that didn't come till later. I just knew that he said it would build you up. So it executes the positioning of your body. Like he says, if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, the spirit's life because of righteousness. What he was saying, as far as it's concerned, it's declared dead. It's lost all its power over you because you've got a new nature and you have ascended over it. It's not over you. Your flesh can't make you do nothing that you won't do. It's pushed me to the limit, and there's a line that you get to that it feels like you're going to break down, but if you hold on through that line, you come all the way back. You go, oh my God, I made it. That wasn't that hard. But you have to hang in there. You have to hang in there. Keep quoting the Word. The Word is, oh, it's a powerful tool. For many of you have come and you're looking for truth and that manifests in you. For the ability to take another step into what you have or he has for you and to receive the giftings and the anointings that come with that. For many of you, you'll see and you'll look up and rejoice because there's anointing that's available to those who will receive it. That I'll go with them into the public, into places, and do astounding miracles. These things I've been wanting to do. And each generation I would love to do them, but never find a people that will go that far. Be asum karante. Hiskido hora vinore ek hoskaraskea. For as you know, the time is getting shorter. You'll see greater and greater moves as more people see the signs and turn towards me, and it begins to free me to give them more and more and more. There's going to be great times in these end days. So rejoice and don't be afraid. Just lift your hands and worship me. You see, I'll see you through. Don't be afraid.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's been wanting to say that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I know this meeting's been different for some of you. I'd always teach, and then mostly. And it's been different for me, too. So when Jesus said, you don't put new wine into old bottles, ferment process, it'll burst. But this is why fasting is. Fasting will mortify the flesh for the duration of the operation of the new wine until your ministry is through. Oh, by the way, we got about 5 turkeys we're going to stuff tonight after a message on fasting, if you don't know. See, I can't even get off.
I'm trying to, you know, get funny or something. For from the day of Pentecost, when my church was founded on those principles, that the same way I moved in that day, my desire is to move in the end time, so you'll see these things increasing day by day. And it delights me, saith the Lord, to be able to let you know that you're on, where? In this region, you're going to have a big part and a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit because you're on the trail. And you know that, don't you? You know that. Kill us all. I think I'm going to say something else. And I open my mouth and tongues come out. And he's not forcing me. I'm yielded. That's why they jump on me and come out. For rejoice, for you will obey me. It loosens me to reveal things more than I can in most places. For there's many here that you'll do all that I say right through to the end and rejoice in it. For in my wisdom, saith the Lord, I brought this language forward. And I brought it forward so that I could come and have my say-so and interpretations and in the language that I have to be able to step in and say things that I've wanted to say. For most churches will live and close, never understanding anything I had for them in their whole duration. This may be different to you. And he told me to tell you this. Do you know how hard it is for me to yield if I'm trying to yield against him? And he knows he can use me like this. So he'll come. And if I'm open my mouth and don't have what he's going to say next, the tongues comes out. And he does this when he wants to get in and get firsthand with some people. And why here? Because there's a few people here that are as stubborn as two mules walking down the bottom of a river. They're just not going to quit. And he knows that too. They are not going to quit or let up until relatives, friends, this city is raging.
Are you going to keep doing this?
I'm not running this service. For many of you prayed and asked me to the Lord to give you more. And you looked up to me and wanted to excel in the Spirit and in power in my giftings. And I can say to you, with some of the change that's being made, that you continue on in the change and make prayer a mandate in your life, that I'll be able to begin to activate that kind of power that'll follow you anywhere. Into the markets, into the streets, anywhere. And then it won't be a foolishness because those you prayed for will be healed. Somebody may argue at first sitting in a wheelchair, but they'll shut up when they walk off. I don't think he's ever seen this happen to me. You want to know why? Because I haven't. I've come a little close to this with a few interpretations, but not entirely like him coming firsthand and giving instruction and things. This is new to me, so I can't really tell you all that's going on right now, except something has got to be coming. It's got to be coming. You better hang on, I think. In fact, you better get up here for just a minute. Can you? I found that when he moved me forward, sometimes it'd be an area I hadn't operated in. So I had to figure it out. I didn't quite know what was going on until things began to happen. But this is what he's about to do. He's moving you forward so he can bring the rest to pass. So you just hang on. You'll find yourself wanting to go and fast and pray and wait. And do it when you can. So, Father, you wanted this. You're going to deposit something in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, give this to them. Now that they're out, who'll give 100? You'll get $1,000 return. I want to call them up and say, I can fix your problem for you. You send me the 100 and you'll get the thousands. Come up here, would you? I don't know. I saw him come on you. I thought he would show me, but I can say this much. His power is coming on you, and it'll change your tomorrows. And this has to do with your cold. So get ready. Well, there's been some things you wanted to see, and you will. You will. So, Father, in Jesus' name now, release your glory in her. There's a 17-year-old girl here. Is she here that I prayed for? Your arm? Okay. It was like this. She was just watching it real close. When it went like this, she goes. She says, what could I say? Pulled on it, wouldn't go up. I mean, who can say there's not a God after that? She was really excited. I got a report back on her. You know, this is not, you don't hear me say this, but I don't have pain in my body, you know. And you don't have to either. You don't have to. Surely he's borne my sicknesses and carried my pain. We've seen him stricken, smitten, a God and afflicted, but he's wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for my lack of peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Yes. Holy kid, no masculo. You want me to sing to you again? Yes. Somebody's neck hurts you when you turn it. Come. Was you coming too? Come, if you were. Okay. I didn't know. She's doing it like this. Yeah, that's got to be over. That can be bad. That's like that little girl was. That's how her arms were like better. Finger was at the bottom of the thumb. Are you ready? Jesus' name. Double curvature, no wonder you got pain. You're an inch the other. Jesus' name. We got it. Couldn't hold him like that for more than 10 minutes. YouTube? I didn't say YouTube. YouTube. What is that thing on a TV, on a computer? Oh my gosh. Ready? In Jesus' name. I've found out that these have a lot of their curvature causes it, can't carry weight. But you didn't have that. In Jesus' name, you be free. Now, did I preach good? Oh yeah, he's free. He did that, he couldn't. Why would he not be truthful? I thought I saw you, but I'm not sure because the picture came back. It wasn't you. Well, I mean, not the rest of it. Sometimes I'll look over and I'll see a vision of a part of a body. And usually I'll focus with who it is. This one was just like the tailbone, if you had a tailbone. Right down about as low as you can get in your back. It hurts off and on, it has been, and it's hard to get comfortable sometimes. Even these lush, very expensive tithe-spending chairs, you know. Come up and you got that. I said, Lord, I didn't teach. He says, most of you know the word. You need to have the word in action. Leg, lower back. Yes. Get him a chair and put him, it's over there. Are you ready? Lower back. Put those arms up. This one is for the back. Jesus' name. Get a hula skirt. Works. Modekaraskarancha. Any in the family that you know of have bones that deteriorated at a little later age? Yeah. This is over. It's over. It's deteriorating a little bit, but it's over. In Jesus' name. It is over. Bless her in Jesus' name. Lower back. Both. You got double. Did they tell you that? Double curve. You have a little double curvature. It goes like this. That'll just get worse as you get older. But not now. I'll tell you what this is going to do. This one's going to catch up. It's going to go up, and then it's going to go further. And then that one's going to catch up. Do you mind being a quarter of an inch taller, maybe? Father, in Jesus' name now. How did I know? It's easy. Jesus' name. Now she's taller. I didn't get shorter at you. It's gone. It's gone. Can you imagine a stranger coming in and somebody getting up out from under a cover and the other one standing here like this? They need to be saved, you know. How long? Was it an accident or it just... Spinal surgery. Oh my gosh. Pain? 10 years of pain. It's a pain now. Can I see both feet? Very easily. Oh my gosh. Whole tennis shoe link. Father, in Jesus' name, release that now and him. Oh. Now raise your arms. Father, in Jesus' name, release this now. The cause is gone. It's going too. You having fun? Is this church? I read about this church in the Bible. I got the most nauseating feeling, like a nauseating and dizzy because you have it frequently. And the reason you do is because of your immune system. So he's going to take it away, okay, but what he really has to heal is your immune system. And that's what he'll do. So you won't catch up. Those all the time, really easy. I mean, everybody gets one, you get five or six. So that's you. Come here. Come here. Come, your system can't fight cold things off, like the flus, and so you get it extra and it's longer and it's all that stuff. It's no good, and it's over now. It's over. It is. In fact, that's what's saturating you now. It's its healing power. You can't stay. Can't stay. Husukrandile koma. Koroma kiriso de kalinchim. I guess he expects me to say stuff when I see it, you know. Come on. Same.
Raise those hands up, he's coming already. Oh, what do you think is saturating you now? In Jesus' name, go. New immune system. Yes. Raise those arms up. Ready? In Jesus' name, release it. Oh, now. La, 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 la. At least I got to sing tonight. Okay, this is the second time he brought me back to this one, and I didn't care if he didn't. I've seen a couple of growths doing fatty tissues. Yes, are you ready for them to disappear? Oh, it's, and we can't have that. It's time. Go now. Now, your growths on the back in the fatty tissue. You cannot stay any more. In Jesus' name. Ah, that's good still. Gone. Gone. I don't know how they hurt you, but their time's over. There she goes. I don't know, you know, they keep, every time I take a step, I see something again, like I can't go anywhere else. You must have your tonsils, most people don't. I saw a throat and it was fiery red, and on one side it was more so than the other. And that infection comes often. In other words, you don't know resistance to it hardly. But if you come up here, you won't have it either. Not that it won't be resistance, you won't have it. Come. Come. I can tell you, it hurt pretty bad. Especially one side of the throat a lot more than the other. Come. How many believes they're here? When have they not been? I rest my case. Come, come on. Come. And people are like that. You know, they're casing everything and figuring it out. Then, well, I don't, well, maybe, well, come. You'll go get her? Okay, good enough. See, we're having church. We're having church. She also. Yes. Okay. We could have missed that, but we didn't. And now it's over. No, it's over. In Jesus' name, they will be no more of that. Gone. Na 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 na. You know when your throat hurt and stuff? That he healed that. Jesus did. And you know why? What? Oh, because he loves you. Thanks. It hurts when it comes on you. And how long does it stay? Just that condition. What do you think's coming on you now? He's always wanted to do this for the church, the people in it. He placed healing and miracles in the church. We took them out. Shouldn't have. That's His power that's on you. He's healing you. While you're going down, I just want you to know you have a call on you. Now, how many times do I say that? You got a call on you, little one. That'll grow with her and stronger. You just have to know it is all. She's got a call. And the call, when I define it, is a full-time in ministry. Usually teaching, preaching. Usually. Unless you just don't teach or preach much except on offerings. Uh-oh, I thought that was funny, and he rebuked me a little bit. Okay, I know. And he said, he's giving me a little more on you now. But he said, something's about to happen for you. And right now, it's financially pretty bad. And one reason that it is because the devil don't like you. If people are centered out by him, he's not omnipresent. He can send his cheapskates all over. But he can't be more than one place at a time. People think he's, no, if there's a presence in your room, it's probably not Satan himself. He's a little busy. Yes. Yes.